only have time for one breakfast show.
Ruin Dits for breakfast.
The Governor-General has accepted my advice.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Big Mal Turnbull.
Oh, yes, I always tense up for this segment every week, Roo. I love getting this man on the show.
Well, he'd be a bit pumped up at the moment, the Big Mal. Good morning, Big Mal.
Good morning to you, Roo. Good morning to you, Dits. It's always
bounce
a pleasure
back.
Speaking to you guys.
Bounce back in the polls this week.
Well, I'm right up and about. Not only am I bouncing back in the polls, but I'm on the front of the Australian newspaper today. There it says, PM Crusades for Free Speech. I'm really the guy at the moment. But I did get a bit of a bump in the polls, and immediately I thought, I'm going to make a night of this. So I cooked Mary Lucinda Turnbull, or Lucinda Mary Turnbull, I get her name right, a beef bourguignon, and I matched it with a Bordeaux, and as it turns out, I got a bump in the poll.
Good on you, big
fella. Anyway, it's all about hydro, hydro, hydro at the moment, isn't it?
That's
all I have to keep saying is hydro, and I'm not talking about some guy out in Elizabeth with a crop under lights in his spare room.
No.
I just have to keep relaunching things that have already been made. The hydro scheme wasn't my idea, and I'm getting a bump in the polls. Yeah. Well, I think we should put a bridge across the harbour. And what about old Josh Frydenberg? He was handed his bum by your Premier, Jay Weatherall. And you do have to feel sorry for a man going bald in five different places. I know you're sensitive about that, Roo.
I shaved it off, Big Mal.
What you've got to do now, shave down.
Shave down. Hey, you snuck into Melbourne for Adele on Sunday, my little resources tell me.
Well, haven't you got your ear to the ground? That is very good intel. I took Lucy down there. We really enjoy our music. And I was bopping along there. There's a fire starting in my heart. yes, I love that. I don't know what rolling in the deep is, though.
No.
I mean, what does that mean? Do you have any idea, Dits, what rolling in the deep
is? Well, a little bit deep
sexual?
In itself. No, a little bit deep, really. Yeah.
Yes.
Deep under right. Deep under the covers of the Duna or something. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Like a bit of a Dutch oven.
could be that.
We could have had it all.
Our Prime Minister doing fart jokes.
She's a massive unit and she really pumps it out, Adele. mind you, there was something romantic happened on Sunday night. Two gay men proposed to one another, and I just want to take this opportunity to remind them it's illegal. It's still illegal, so back in your boxes.
you're not going to change your stance on that one, are you, Big Mal?
Well, I've always been pro-marriage equality in all seriousness, but there are people in my party room that don't want to see it. So we'll see how it goes. Let's go to war over 18C first.
Yes.
But let's not get this segment too bogged down in actual politics.
No.
Let's talk some footy, eh?
Yeah.
That's what we're good at. Are you excited about the start of the footy season?
Of course I am, because, Roo, it's my opportunity to look like a regular guy in the street. You know, I go along to the football, I'm told to barrack for the Roosters, and go on, guys, do a try and a conversion. when footy season comes around, you know, I barrack for the Sydney Swans, and my speechwriter has given me a nice little analogous speech here. You know, politics is like football. It's 1 week at a time. It's about sacrificing yourself for your mates. It's about in and under and the one percenters, and it's about not voting for Tit Shorten because he's a communist and he's got a head like an alien. Little political message at the end there, but I just want to say.
Oh, yeah, to sneak it in.
Look, enjoy the footy this weekend, Big Mal. We'll talk soon.
Good on you, and I just want to say the Triple M rocks Burton and the AFLW crows. Go,
Good on you, Mal.
Good on you, Big Mal.